guys. Welcome to the 76th episode of the 443 podcast, coming to you from the Valley of the Sun on a beautiful Tuesday evening. Reese, how you doing, sir?
Doing well, doing depressed in football terms, Matt.
Yeah,
I
Brighton did
think
the
you guys
double over
didn't.
you.
Yes, Chelsea played Brighton over on Friday. We'll go into the details soon, but Matt, I didn't watch. I disassociated myself from football activities, anything football related, because of my depression on Friday. So I'm going to be leaning on you a little bit for these
Well,
weekend
I'm going to be
games.
honest with you, man. I literally just kind of watched snippets of stuff. So, other than Arsenal and Chelsea, well, I actually didn't even watch Chelsea. I had it on my phone. And every between phone calls, I kept refreshing it. And I was just like, what the heck is happening here? But,
What the heck happened indeed, Matt? But before we get into that, let's jump into the predictions, or not predictions, preview, review, sorry, from the games this past weekend. Up first, we got Aston Villa drawing Ipswich Town, Liam Delap, the hero, 1-1. Matt, what were your thoughts?
My mom was like, I can't believe they beat your old manager. Ha ha ha, he is shit. Because, and I went over the next day and I was like, Mom, can you explain this text? And she goes, Oh, yeah, me and your dad are watching the game and they drew against one of the worst teams, my team. And I turned to your dad and I go, Oh man, their manager isn't very good. And my dad goes, Oh, he used to be the Arsenal manager. And she goes, Oh, I see why they fired
Oh my gosh.
him. Keep in mind, my mom doesn't pay attention to a lot of what's going on. She didn't even know Unai was the Arsenal manager until my dad told her this weekend.
You can't disrespect the good evening, but if there's one person that can do it, it is your mom, so that's okay.
Yeah, well, because it's like in that moment, she's just like, Yeah, this should have been 3-0 to the Villa.
I noticed Tuan Zongbi got a red card in the 40th minute, and the fact that not only Ipswich scored, but they held a lead for about 13 minutes after that, and held on to a draw, I think is a beautiful achievement from Kieran McKenna's side. Sorry, so credits to Villa, but or credit to Ipswich, sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to overspeak you there. I've been looking for a successor to the Luton Town love. Ipswich isn't there this year. I can never do it with Leicester. I just have baggage from Leicester. But you know, because they were one of those teams, they were good for a minute and they got some glory. And fortunately, I paid for it. You didn't. You just took their best player and just said, let's go win some trophies.
thanks for the small troll there, man. Appreciate
No, I'm
it.
not. Hey, they shouldn't have let him go.
I'm with you,
After
but
that, they won one FA Cup. They got lucky.
credit to Ipswich in this one.
If they
Into
had
the
kept
next
Conte,
game.
we could have had a dynasty.
There you go. There you go. Hey, that's my boy right there.
I know he's your boy. You still send me pictures when he's being traded and going to teams that I've never even heard of. You're like, oh man, Alaba is going to be great this year. They got Conte. I'm like, I don't know where that is. Is that in the Saudi league?
Hey guys, if you don't know who my favorite player of all time is, it is indeed N'Golo Kanté, for a fun fact for the
Well, and
people.
what I
So,
like is that you and me both kind of our favorite players from our teams are not the typical players that people would say.
not Eden
Like when
Hazard,
you,
not
I talk to
Frank
any
Lampard.
Chelsea fan other than you, it's always Drogba, 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 or leader, legend, captain, or whatever they call John Terry. There's some ironic John Terrys. Like a lot of English guys want to be John Terry, so they kind of, or
I
Frankie
can't
Lampard
remember.
comes up. I've never heard anyone else say Conte.
I can't remember. Is your favorite player Santi?
Yeah, Santi, kind of just out of left field, helped me. He got traded to the team when I was learning the game, and he was kind of like, I call him my Busquets. I know that is an insult to Busquets, but people say that they can watch Busquets and understand the tapestry of the game. I got bits and pieces of that with Santi Cazorla. I know it's not the same comparison. There's a huge gulf between those two players. Like, but he was my guy that introduced me to the sport.
It's those Spaniards, man. Those Spaniards just know what they're doing over there,
Like
Credit to.
I saw glimpses of like the art of the game when I watched him play.
Exactly.
But
I'm with you there, man.
we went
Up
off on a
next.
weird tangent here, but let's jump into where are we heading next, sir?
We got Fulham pulling off one of the upsets of the season here, beating Forest 2-1. Emile Smith Rowe and Calvin Bassey for the winner. Chris Wood had a great vintage Chris Wood goal, a beautiful poach shot. I did see that just off, a highlight of the goal. But Matt, what were your thoughts?
Fulham and Forest are like two teams on the same trajectory, but like one's like the Coke and the other one's like the Sam's
Pepsi.
Club doc, like Dr. Pepper and Dr. Thunder. I don't know the name
There
of
you
the,
go.
but
I
Forest is
got you.
on the Dr.
I got
Pepper
you.
trajectory. And
Dr. Pepper and Mr. Pibb. There you go.
whatever. But okay, Mr. Pibb is Fulham. They're doing the same things, but they're doing them in like kind of in different leagues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think Fulham right now has been one of the most fun teams to watch this season as a neutral. Shout out our Fulham fan, Chris Green. I just remembered that. But
Yes.
yeah, I think with the addition of Emile Smith Rowe and sort of opening up the type of play style they have has really helped them. I was a Fulham hater preseason. I did not think that they made the proper replacements for Paulinho, for example.
Oh yeah,
But
me
man,
neither.
they've proved us wrong. So I mean, that's full credit to the management, the admin, whoever's been making these purchases, because
And
this worked out
what
perfectly.
terrifies me is the other con industry, like teams and organizations, are on a downward trajectory, the Jacksonville Jaguars and AEW wrestling. And I'm just like, oh man, I hope this doesn't happen to Fulham. No, Fulham is just like, no, we're not getting relegated. No,
Dude, they're
no.
going the complete opposite at this point. So
Yeah.
big,
I like
big, big win.
that meme of like the guy coming into Coachella doing the dance. That's like Fulham right now. Like they're just like, no.
And we'll get into the table because I believe one of our teams has leapfrogged Forest. So we'll talk about that a little bit later when we get to you guys. But credit to Fulham. Into the next game here, we have a huge top four game, and it was not even close, Matt. It's
Oh,
Man
Leeds City,
City.
Newcastle.
Yeah, Man City beating Newcastle 4-0, a hat trick within like 15 minutes
From the
from
young man who joined them just recently.
Omar Marmoush. And dude, the scary thing is, Matt, is he's from Egypt, so I'm just wondering if City just got their Salah for the next decade. I'm not
Oh,
gonna
have
say
you
that.
seen like the memes of like people not going, he's not the Egyptian king. There's only one Egyptian king. And
Yeah.
I'm just like, well, you can call him the Egyptian prince. I mean, he's like 20 something, man.
Yeah, he's definitely. I didn't think this. I wasn't like convinced of this signing because I didn't know much about him. But the one thing I've noticed from when they played Chelsea, because again I didn't see any of these games, is this dude is freaking quick. And with how much attention Haaland brings, just because he's Haaland, that gives so much freedom for a speedster like this to make runs in behind. And that's exactly what happened. I saw two of the three goals that he scored. And they were breakaway chances.
Yeah.
Haaland is nowhere to be found because he's getting double teamed, and this guy is running right through the middle of the defense, and it's a beautiful
That's what
goal.
they're missing with the guy that went to Atletico, like Alvarez. I
Julian
think
Alvarez,
they
yep.
needed another like deadly weapon because like Doku is good, but he doesn't complement Haaland the way Marmoush does. I saw
That's
the
a.
highlights of this on Instagram, and I tell you what, man, he just I'm a little like City has become a problem
Yeah,
again.
I'm with you. That's a great point that you made about Doku, is he's a very not one-dimensional winger, but you know what the type of winger Doku is, and you need
Doku is
versatility.
similar
And
to me to Martinelli.
exactly, yeah, just a guy with speed, but also can and is able to beat his man. But you need someone who can also offer something different, and that's exactly what Marmoush is doing. So.
Mamouche reminds me of he kind of reminds me of Yamal Sala and Saka in that kind of like
I
vein.
think,
I don't know, like maybe the spiritual successor.
yeah. For me,
And I feel
Marmoush
like we're
is
talking about Saka like he's an old man. He's only like 25.
Marmoush is the thing is Marmoush was a striker at Frankfurt, so they've kind of I don't know if they're going with a straight up two striker formation or if they're still leaning him off to the left a little bit. So I'd put him more in like kind of like your Ollie Watkins, who has a little bit of
Okay.
pace to him, but is also good at poaching.
Yeah, so to be fair, I've only watched him play for like less than 3 minutes.
I gotcha.
Because like life is stressful right now, and I go to football to escape, and I watch clips and stuff of what else is going on, but I watch my team and I try to watch your team.
See,
You've not
last.
made me a Chelsea fan, but sometimes I've just watched them and I'm just like, come on, Cole. You guys
Last
have one of
season,
the worst haircuts I've ever seen.
last season I was able to handle Chelsea losing. This season it's hurting a little extra. So we'll get to Chelsea soon. But credit to City, a huge win for top four into the next game here. Matt, this is the full circle of this podcast here. Bournemouth beating Southampton 3-1 to go into fifth place with 43 points. Right now, in a quote unquote Champions League position, depending on how results go, whatever with the
Well,
Champions League format.
yeah, Villa play tomorrow against Liverpool. Yeah, I don't know if that'll affect them that much because they're both teams are kind of on a few ways on either side of them.
Yeah, right now Villa is in ninth place with 38 points. So even if they win, they're
Yeah.
still behind this Bournemouth side. But man, Bournemouth is continuing to impress. Again, allegedly they've had an injury crisis. It doesn't even seem like it. It looks like they've gotten better, with this team. So just
Yeah,
full credit.
that's what cracks me up because I remember last year Eddie Howe was in an injury crisis and literally, like Bournemouth and Arsenal are like fielding teams that like four, maybe five guys are the ones you'd pick from the starting lineup, and Bournemouth is even worse than that. I think it's down to
Yeah.
three or four, and
And
from their optimum 11, and they're both just keep winning games.
I got to give a shout out to Ryan Christie. He had an assist and a goal within 15 minutes of the game, but the goal dude was freaking dope, man. Like I don't I again,
Is that the one that was outside the box?
I believe so.
Okay.
Again, I'm having a little bit of memory issues from this past weekend with the games, but the assist was great, the goal was great, and he was definitely the player of the game for Bournemouth. So huge credit to them. Matt, you
We're
ready to
good next,
continue, my
sir.
friend? Let's do it. We got West Ham losing to Bournemouth, or sorry, Brentford, 1-0 within a five with a goal within 5 minutes from Kevin Shade, and that was it.
So they did that thing they do again.
And you know what's funny, Matt, is you called this in our last podcast that you said you think Brentford might be getting a goal early in this game. And
I
I think
called
you
it
had
like
him.
2 minutes. It was early, but not as
Hey.
early as I expected it.
Hey, you take what you get, man. Within 5 minutes, that's right on the money, in my opinion, man.
What I loved is the backlash Graham Potter got so fast. It seemed like the last 2 weeks he was getting praise, and like the pundits backhanded him, man. Like,
It's
I don't know if you've ever seen this old show called Deep Space Nine. Okay. So one of the lead character just like back fists this guy called Garrick, and they use a stunt double on wires to send him flying. And me and my buddy Justin, my brother, always reference that when like people are just knocked out. You got Garricked.
It's a different type of system that he's running too, so maybe people are, it's a little bit of an adjustment period for this West Ham team. Matt, you know what I'm afraid of? He took this job like a month ago now. You think there's a possibility he gets the Chelsea treatment again, where if they continue to lose, he gets sacked before the end of the season, doesn't get time with the team again?
I don't think an organization like West Ham would take a project builder like Graham Potter and not at least give him a summer.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless they do something really stupid, like they literally go below Man United and they're like fighting off like Southampton and Ipswich. Like you seen that video of the monkey like dragging the guy into the cage? Like that. Like they're just dragging him down, like they're fighting off relegation, but like any like if one of the teams behind them gets 3 points and they don't get 3 points, they're done. They're like in the muck. Like I can see that, but if he comfortably keeps them around the 15th through 16th range, I think he'll be fine. I don't think they hired him to fire him that fast. I think him and Amorin are in the same boat.
100% agree. Credit to Brentford into the last game of the Saturday slate. We have another win. Crystal Palace at home losing to David Moyes and Everton 2-1. Matt, Everton. Oh, I think we forgot to touch base on that. Everton drawed Liverpool midweek last week. It was a 2-2 draw.
What, dude, I was watching that on my phone at work and the goal went in when I was on a call. I wasn't watching it, like it was on in the side, and I saw with my eye what happened. And
Because I remember texting you and I was like, "Equalizer, it seems." You're like, "Dude, I was in a meeting or something," and
yeah,
you And you're
No, because I
like,
was talking to my boss, and that's what it was. And I kind of had it out of the corner of my eye. And I couldn't
no,
act
I'm good.
natural. I couldn't go, oh, like fist pump the air. I was like, oh yeah, no, I understand. My metrics aren't what they were a few months ago. I know I'm scraping by, but I'm working on it. And I'm just my other side eye. I'm like, she's like, oh, what are you looking at? I'm like, oh, Paco's doing something funny.
And that's it. So yeah, guys,
And then she
hit your
called me.
dog.
She could kind of see the dog, and the dog wandered over. It was on the other side, and I had to
That's
be like, "Oh, he's moving," and then pick him up. He had no clue what was going on. He's just like,
he's always he's a good wingman, you know.
he gets his dad out of trouble.
But yeah,
But
it was a 2-2 draw, you know, midweek with Liverpool, and it was a great game. But into this game, it was 2-1, late
hey, real
goal from
quick though,
Mouser.
have you seen the Arsenal fan reaction videos about how we're back in the title race? The guy with the receding hairline, the African gentleman who's British, who always does the overreaction videos, where he's making a goof of himself. He was like, yeah, we're gonna win that title now. I'm like, bro, I get why people dislike Arsenal fans in that video you sent me, because some of them are just absolutely delusional.
I mean, it's we'll get to Arsenal in a little bit, but I we'll see, man. Like, that's just like English fans in a nutshell for you. Like,
I just think they're the worst of them.
fair enough. But what were your thoughts on this game, Everton Crystal Palace?
So I'm happy Everton's going to stay up. I want Everton Crystal Palace to be mid table. And that's not an insult. I want those two teams to stay up. To me, they're the foundational teams when I became a fan.
Exactly. Everton, they used to be like a team that was creeping into the big six at one point.
Used to be Tottenham.
Yeah, we want to see Everton back in that range. So big win for Moyes. Excuse me. Into the Sunday slate here, we have Liverpool beating Wolves 2-1. Beautiful goal from his left foot from Cunha, by the way, in the second half to equalize. But then Mohamed Salah with the penalty to win the game for him. What were your thoughts on this, man?
I was in this hoping Wolves would win, but I just knew Mohamed Salah would not let that happen.
And it wasn't a great performance from Liverpool.
No.
I felt like Wolves played well, but this again, we've talked about this in like last season. You know, if you're in the midst of a title race, you want to take any win that you can get, and that
Yeah.
is exactly what Liverpool did.
The commentary on commentators on NBC had said this was an absolutely pivotal
Pivotal.
game for Liverpool. And I agree with it because this is the first time they think they've really had pressure on them because Arsenal was within 4 points. They draw or lose this, it doesn't stay at seven, it goes to five or four. And they did not look great. I watched the recap of this game and they just look like they needed a weekend in Dubai or something. They need to be pampered because I don't know what it is, but it's just like this Liverpool, I truly believe will win the title. But if they don't and my team wins, I'm gonna do this podcast drunk with you, Reese. I haven't had a drink
There you
since England, and
go.
I'm going to get a sixer, and we're doing the podcast on Championship Sunday, and I'm just gonna be Stone Cold Steve Austin and Stone Cold Sean Dyche and beers with you.
I'll try to keep a median for the
Yeah,
level of
you
appearance.
intervene. You'd be like Rebecca Lowe, like, no, don't do what he said. Don't hunt the referee like he's an animal.
Matt just starts. You just start going down this political hole. You're like, and Trump, he just started. And I'm like,
Yeah,
no,
what is with Keir Starmer? Why was that
no.
man such a coward?
Credit to Liverpool again. That was a big win
No,
into the.
it was a win of champions. I hate when they
There you go.
say that, but it was a win of champions.
Yep, pivotal win as you said accurately
Oh,
right
now the next game. I
there.
hate watch this.
Guys, we have a 1-0 win for Spurs over Manchester United from a Onana save, which rolled right into James Maddison's hand, and it was an easy tap in for him. What were your thoughts?
I was watching this with my dad, and he hadn't seen this side of me in a long time. I was like sad when they scored, but I was happy that they scored. It was just like both sides didn't play good. This was a generally just a subpar game of football. It's like that little kid who's like, oh, they're both rubbish. It
Yeah,
was
I
just.
mean, I felt like the Spurs deserved the win. I watched a little bit of this game, but it wasn't pretty at all, man. Like, it was
No,
not a
they
good
deserve
performance
the
in my
win,
opinion.
but how do I put this?
You know, United could have had like two or three huge opportunities. Garnacho missed a sitter in front of goal, and that just skyrocketed over the bar. Like, there was definitely opportunities for several goals to be scored in this game, but
Yeah.
both teams just completely failed at that.
I don't know, man. It was like watching. You ever seen a dog try to hump a soccer ball?
Not a soccer ball, but yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. This is what this game was like. It was disappointing. Like this is a big six game race, 12th versus third or 14th versus 15th.
Yep, and Matt, that win for Spurs didn't even help them that much.
I thought it moved them up two spots that they're in 13th.
They're in 12th, actually.
Oh, my bad. Hey, they're in mid-table safety now.
You know what? If they win, they're still in 12th place, but they're creeping up towards 11. So I'm with you.
Dude, they've had a bad season because they've really been plagued by injuries. Their players are starting to come back. If they don't let Poro or who's the big Argentinian guy? I forget his name. The defender.
Romero.
Yeah. If they let those guys come back and not get injured again, I think they could be in like an eighth place as their ceiling.
Honestly, if they finish top half, I think that's a successful season based on where they were. So,
Yeah, and it's not an insult to Spurs. They're a good team. They just had the bad run of luck.
credit to Spurs, big win. All right, Matt, we're gonna
Ready to
go
get
through
into
this game.
Chelsea?
Not really, but we'll do it anyways. We have Brighton at home beating Chelsea, not one, not two, but 3-0. Matt, I'll start this off. Matoma scored a beautiful first goal. It was a long ball from their goalkeeper, and Matoma just had the most perfect, like a freaking Zizou, Eric Cantona type of touch out of the air, and he made a perfect second touch, and his third touch was a corner shot bottom right. So, I mean, I'm cool with going down 1-0. It was a very fair goal, totally
Second one's the
deserved.
one you said was dodgy. This is the statement after the second goal.
Second goal, I was just left utterly depressed because they made a cross in. Are we at like three Chelsea players tried clearing the ball and just fluffed their lines, and then Minté like cuts across and scores. And by this point, Matt, I'm sitting here just wondering, what have I done wrong? What have I done wrong to watch my team touch
Let me read you this
like
box,
this?
this statistics right here. I'm gonna have to bring up the XG, but so Brighton had 13 shots, 5 on target. Chelsea had 8 shots, 0 on target. But Chelsea had 70% possession. Like the second half, it kind of died down. Like I didn't see this. Was the first half just like Brighton just stripping the ball and running at them?
Matt, that box score is like the Chelsea in a shell for the last 2 seasons. They dominate in
735
possession.
passes to 327 passes for Brighton.
They dominate in possession, but they're so afraid to take a risk to get them over the line for a possible on target shot. And
I hope Roma
I told
comes
you,
back in the helicopter and just
no,
burns the Stamford
cut that
Bridge
shit
like
out.
he's, huh?
Cut that shit out, man. Cut
Like
that shit out.
he's like an old school, like conquering warlord of some kind.
Mikel, John Obi Mikel, you are not a Chelsea legend. You're a fucking buffoon. You're quite literally an abomination to society. Because, one, the fact that you're blaming Maresca in any of this is just hilarious. You're just a funny little guy for saying that. And two, Matt, I texted you. Nico Jackson's out for 2 months. We're not making top four. You know
Dude,
what? I'm willing to put my hands up when I'm wrong. I was wrong when I said I was not happy, or I was wrong when I said I was satisfied with the team in the window. They should have maybe brought in a striker because Giyu went out at the same time as Nico did, and a lot of fans cried out for it. So I'm willing to hold my hands up and say I'm wrong, but
yeah.
the way Mikel is going about it, it's just fucking stupid, man. Like, you are just stupid. And the people calling out the directors, and I've seen like protest stuff, like, it's a little too late to do a protest because it's February.
Yeah.
Nothing can change in February.
Like the Spurs fans, their anti-Daniel Levy stuff. It's like that's a protest that makes sense. No, because he can sell
Exactly.
the club at any time. He doesn't have to or be taken out. He doesn't have to wait, but it's like you're like mad about something that's done. Like when Arsenal fans were like losing their shit over like Martinelli getting injured and Kai getting injured after the window slammed shut. And it's like, well, coulda, woulda, shoulda, but this is what we got.
Yeah,
You
it's
know,
too late.
we're Miles Lewis Skelly's team now.
You have to protest while the window's going on if
Yeah.
you want change, brother. You can't do it after the window is
Yeah.
completed if you guys have a problem with it. And the fact that they're saying like the
The
directors don't
only
care
team in
about it.
England that spent two teams that spent money were Aston Villa and Manchester City.
The directors and the people
Well,
saying
Spurs
like
did, but
I've seen fans say like the directors don't want to win. Like, yes, they're taking a little bit more of a patient approach with it. But that's just so stupid to say. And the fact that they're saying this because we lost our number one striker and our number two striker. So we're putting a dude that doesn't really play striker up top. What? Why is it on the directors? They weren't expecting both strikers to go down in the same game. Like it's laughable now.
No, it's like so in the Europa League a few years back, Arsenal, that season we were pushing for our first title, they lost Saliba and Tomiyasu in the same game, gutted their defense. I knew it was just done because when you lose two, it's not attack like you guys, but the same position. But it's like when you just take two of your key pieces and just rip it out and don't have anything adequate to replace it with, it's gonna suck and it's gonna be
Exactly.
hard as a fan.
And the last thing I'll say is I think the Europa Conference League is the most important tournament Chelsea has been in for the last several years, because if they do end up winning this trophy, I think it really does go a long way for the morale and the hope for the team, not the fans, not none of that. I'm talking about the team itself.
Because
This is
nobody, yeah, go
a
ahead.
young team who are all under the age of X amount of years. If
Except for
they win,
Cucurella. Okay.
except for our boy Cucurella, yes, this team, it would do worldly, like a world of hope for them. If you go back to Arsenal when they won the FA Cup, yes, they didn't make top four that following season, but you saw so much progression from that first year when they finished eighth place and they won the FA Cup to then going into that top four race and they finished like what, fifth in that race with Spurs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think winning that first trophy is going to be very important for Chelsea. If they don't win it, then I may be a little bit worried overall, about going forward confidence-wise with this team. But, and Mikel, sorry, one more thing I'll say. When he's like, I don't watch any of the Conference League, we have no reason to be here. And then he proceeds to say, we're here to win trophies.
Yeah. No, but
Am I missing something here?
here's the thing. If you guys look like you're gonna have trouble making the Europa League, nobody's going to care in 5 years or 3 years' time who the teams you beat to get that trophy. Nobody's going to care. They're just going to look at you and go, we have all three European trophies we've won. We're the only team that's done that. It's going to be a blip of a season if you guys start winning after that.
Matt, I have a favor to ask when the season's over. If Chelsea win the Conference League, I want you to send me, Mikel's most recent comments, because I guarantee his tone will change completely.
Trophy's a trophy. Nobody made fun of West Ham for win. Well, people made fun of them, but just as like
Well, like
wind up.
you go back to last season, Manchester United were not in any European spots, but they won the FA Cup and got into the Europa League. If Chelsea win the Conference League, they get into the
In the
Europa League.
Europa League. And you might do that fun. Oh no, actually you wouldn't because you're winning the league. You could do that fun thing where you push somebody out who earned something and make them feel bad, but
That's
it
what I'm
won't happen
saying.
because
That's what I'm
you get the
saying.
automatic spot because you're in the lower competition.
I'm with you. But you get my point though. Like this tournament, I think, is more important than what people are realizing. And especially now with the way the team has been playing, I think it's
Well,
huge.
look at Man United, the last hope they have. Well, they're still in the FA Cup, right? No, did they get knocked out?
FA Cup,
They're
I
still in
think.
it, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but the one real thing they have is because they have no chance of Europe unless they win the FA Cup or the Europa League. They win the Europa League, they get into the Champions League. They could literally be a team that finishes just outside the relegation zone and makes the Champions League. That's how important it is to them.
And to confirm, yes, they are still in the FA Cup. They play Fulham March 2nd.
They won't be in it for long. I think Fulham's got them.
But
All
credit to
right.
Brighton. This was a deserved win for them. If
Was it two
you're if
times in 7 days?
yeah, if the other team doesn't have a shot on target, you deserve to win, and that's it. And Brighton fully deserve that. Matt, let's talk some love here. Let's get back to the positive side of things. We have number nine, Mikel Merino, coming on in the whatever 75th, 76th minute, and then scoring a brace within 6 minutes of each other.
So I was
2-0,
home.
sorry, 2-0 to Arsenal over
Yeah, to
Leicester.
the Arsenal over Leicester City. So let me put you in my mind space. I woke up and I do this thing when the games are on super early, where I turn on my phone to the game. I turn it on medium volume and put it to the side and roll back asleep. And if the volume goes up because of some crazy call or a goal or something, I wake up and I look because I get to sleep in one day a week. And it's Saturday. And when the Premier League gods decide to go, oh, hey, screw you. You don't get to sleep in. So I don't hear anything when the game starts. I get up at 6 and start moving around. And I go, I'm going to take Paco for his walk after the game because, he can hold it. I start watching the game and I'm eating this cold oatmeal porridge thing full of protein powder. And then Mikel Merino comes on after a terrible first half. And I'm just like, this is where we're at. This is where we're at. We're putting Mikel Merino in as the striker. And in 8 minutes, he shuts me up. And in 18 minutes, he just slaps me to the ground and steals my cold porridge and throws it in my face. And I'm happy he did. He
Yeah, well,
dominatrixed me, and I loved it.
what we were talking about beforehand, before we started recording, was I thought it would be Gabriel being actually playing up top for you guys as like a number nine
Maybe,
option.
yeah.
But who was the starting striker? Was it Trossard?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that felt like the best fitted center forward for you guys just for the circumstance. But Matt, I got a question for you. With it being a brace,
Hey,
do you want to see?
as we are back, sorry about that hard cut. This old house has bad acoustics. I thought someone was trying to break in. It was just my brother opening the door.
It was Paco unleashing his hunger to the world, actually. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, he's a very intimidating little dog.
Matt, I was just about to ask you, would you start Marino at striker next game, or would you like to have him come off the bench again?
So my dad asked me the same question, and I told him I think we need to leave Marino to the end to have the others tax him out, have him come in as fresh legs. I don't think he'd have the same impact
I agree.
against a bigger team. I just don't know with West Ham. That's who they play next. I don't know if you want to just do it early. But if you give him something to deal with in the last 20 minutes, I think it might be the better thing to do.
I agree. Credit to Arsenal. Matt, are you ready to jump into some previews for next week, sir? Or this week, I should say.
Yeah, let me get him up here.
We got a game on actually tomorrow, folks. So make sure, if you don't have a job like I do, that you're tuning into that game.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I'm fighting off a pip right now. I got a bad review at work for the third month in a row, and I'm having to scramble to get it undone.
Is it not disputable?
No, the other two were I fought them, but my boss's boss basically said no. This one I just straight up screwed up. I shot myself in the foot. It
Gotcha.
was a me. I just sometimes you just have those interactions where everything goes wrong from the beginning and you can't get control of it. And it's just, you just can't get it
Yeah,
to work
gotcha.
for you. But so let's get into tomorrow. We have at 12:30 p.m. Phoenix time, Liverpool travel to the Night King's compound to face off against his s skeletal warriors.
This may be one of the last cold winter nights that we get. So it might be a one last good evening. Who knows? But Matt, I still have Liverpool winning this one 3-1. I think they're too much.
I got Liverpool 2-0.
There you go. Nice.
All right. So that is a makeup game from week 29. What the heck? Why is it? Okay, I don't understand what Google is telling me here, but let's get into match week 26, I guess. I don't know how that works, but so we have Brentford traveling to play Leicester at 1 p.m. on Friday.
Yes, it is the lone Friday game, and it is I think an underrated game. I think Leicester's buildup has a little bit of problems for Brentford, but our boy Tommy Frank is a little too much for him. I'm going to go with a 1-0 Brentford win.
I'm going to go for 3-1.
Okay.
I think here's what I envision happening. Brentford will get their goal within the first 10 minutes. There'll be some sort of shenanigans, and Leicester will get a goal. And then Mbeumo will just open them up at like 75 minutes to 90 and just get two goals or a goal and an assist.
And Buemo needs to join a bigger club. Me and Matt have been waiting for that move. Matt, what's the next game for us?
All right. Next up, we have Manchester United in the early game at 5:30 a.m. on Saturday, February 22nd, traveling to their most hated rival's close neighbor, Everton.
Former United manager David Moyes hosting his former team where he made his name at, even though it really wasn't where he made his name at. It was actually the club before, but he got a lot of credit for being there, even though it was a trash team. I'm gonna go Everton
He
continuing their
inherited a
game.
team that had every like an old like a lime wedge at a Mexican restaurant, had every ounce of juice squeezed out of it, and he just couldn't do anything.
I'm with you, Matt. I'm gonna go with
Remember
another
him bringing Mariano Fellaini in, and
that
him being
Clemson
the
boost.
best player of Manchester United for like 3 months, a
Hey,
team that
Fellaini was
just won the title, and he just
a
was like the best player on that team because he was the only one that had legs.
Hey, Fellaini was fun to watch, man. I'm with you
Yeah.
there. I'm gonna go with a 1-0 Everton win.
Sorry, I hated playing him, but looking back, Mariano Fellaini is one of those characters of the game.
Actually, let me take back my prediction here. I think United, the way that United is set up, I think would hurt Everton. I'm actually gonna go with a rare United 2-0 win.
I'm gonna go for a 1-1.
Okay,
I
that's
think
probably the right
Man
choice.
United will come out and they'll do some magic. They'll get a goal. They won't know what to do. And then Onana will give away a goal.
That seems more realistic, but I got
That's
you.
what I see. I think that they think they're going to win. And then Onana is going to chocolate fingers it. And I mean that as the term, like it's melted chocolate. Like,
I got you. Yeah.
no racism here. Oh,
I
I've
thought
heard people
you just
say
meant
that.
you had chocolate fingers from putting it somewhere.
Butterfingers. Ooh, ew. Yeah, we'll call it Butterfingers.
Matt, let's
All
escape while we still have the lead, please. And
right.
what's the next game for
Yeah. All right.
us?
Wolves travel to Bournemouth, 8 a.m.
Yeah, if Bournemouth's hosting at the Cherry Playhouse and Iraola is still that coach, and he is, I'm going to go with the Bournemouth win here. I'm going with a 2-0 Bournemouth win.
I'm going 3-1.
3-1. I could see that. What's the next game
All
for us?
right. Tottenham travel to the East Coast to face Ipswich Town.
Hey, Ipswich just had a huge equalizer upset over Villa this past weekend. I can see it happening again, but I think Tottenham find a way. I'm going to go with a 1-0 Tottenham win. I think it's super close, though.
I'm the opposite. I think that they're feeling themselves, Spurs. I think this is going to be like a 3-0.
Okay, I
I
got you.
think Ipswich just doesn't have the defense to handle everything they're going to throw at them.
That's
I
fair.
mean, and plus Tottenham, unlike both our teams, is a proper striker in Richarlison.
Yeah. That's true. That's fair.
I actually respect Richarlison. I'm not trying to shoot strays on him.
No, I got you.
Brighton hosts South or Brighton travel to Southampton.
I really hope someone beats Brighton after what they did to Chelsea last week, but
I
I
don't think
will.
it's going to be Southampton.
I agree, man. I'm gonna go with a Brighton 3-0 win. Thanks,
I'm
Matt.
sorry. Do you just I know I'm trying to be the positive one here, like unless it's about Arsenal, but you're just like, I hope somebody, and I go, well, it isn't gonna be something. I don't mean to be a dick, man. I'm sorry.
It's all good, brother. It's all good. What you got in this game?
That was as good a joke as that new Drake song. Have
Oh, God.
you heard it?
He came out with an album. Yeah, I've heard
No,
it.
have you heard him speaking Spanish? Like it's like listening to me try to pick up women in Spanish. It's so bad. But I'm just a dorky guy from Arizona. I am not a multi-millionaire recording artist who's a certified lover boy.
And a certified pedophile. All right, Matt,
Nope,
what's the next game for
I'm
us?
gonna have to cut that. I don't
Matt,
want to be in court next to Kendrick.
what's the who did you have in this game? Spit it out, bro. Spit it
Brighton
out.
2, Southampton nil.
I agree with you, Matt. What's the next game for us?
Dude, now I just got they not like us running through my head. Just Kendrick's running through my brain with a bell bottom jeans on.
There you
Serena's
go.
dancing, crip walking right now. All right, next up, West Ham make the short travel from east to north to face Arsenal at the Emirates. Another 8 a.m. game. We're still in the 8 a.m.s.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think West Ham may be able to cause you guys some problems because they do have quality, and with the lack of a striker, may cause a little bit of headache for you guys. I'm gonna have this as a very, very close Arsenal win. I'm going one, no, 2-1 to 2-1 to Arsenal.
I'm going 1-0 to the Arsenal. I think this is going to be where the euphoria of the Leicester game wears off, and I think that they're going to like somehow get a goal, and it's they're going to lock it. They're going to park the bus, and
Gotcha.
it's just that's what they're going to have to do. All right, last 8 a.m. game of the Saturday, we have Crystal Palace traveling to West London to face Fulham.
Oh, Crystal Palace, you know I got a soft spot for you guys.
Me too.
But
But
right now, Fulham are in flying form. I'm going to go with a 3-2 Fulham, but I think it's a fun game.
I think it's gonna be 2-2 draw.
Okay. I can see you.
I think they're gonna like knock each other out. Like in wrestling where the two guys land on each other in the pin.
Yep. And then the ref just dies or something. So
The ref's just like, oh, what to do? One,
he
two, three.
like
And it's
scores.
just like they both lose or both win. And the ref does it like a, he's never made a funny face. You've never seen him do it, but he makes like a shock, like, I don't know what to do face. That's gonna be his name. All right, next up we have Chelsea Football Club traveling to the Night King's Palace at 10:30 a.m. on a Saturday to
Matt, I
face
don't
a
even.
depleted Villa who have just faced the champions a few days earlier.
Matt, I don't even know if I want to watch this game. That's just the sadness that I have right now.
Then I'll watch it for you because I don't have much going on Saturday.
Knowing me, I'll probably still watch it, but yes, I'll need some support though. I'm gonna go with a Villa 2-1 win.
Ooh, I'm going Chelsea 1-0 to the Blues.
I appreciate your confidence, man.
All right. You ready to head to Sunday?
Let's do it.
All right, next up, Nottingham Forest make the journey north to the Geordie City in Newcastle to face Newcastle United Football Club.
This is a big game for both teams. Forest, if they lose again, I'm a little bit worried about that top four race for them. If Newcastle lose, I'm worried about that top four race for them. Forest has obviously a little bit more cushion, but as you said a little bit early in the podcast, City is coming. So,
Oh, they're
I'm
up
gonna
next.
go.
There's a heck of a game. I didn't know this game was this weekend.
It is, man. It is. I'm gonna go with a 1-0 Newcastle win only because they're at home, and I think the crowd gets them over the line.
All right. I'm going to go with a nil-nil draw.
I could see that. I could see that.
I don't know why. I just feel this game, both the expectations, neither team's going to want to go because they both are teams that when they go, that's when the other team goes, that's when they go. They're counterattackers. They overpower and, I just like on the counter strike. And I think when you see two teams like that, the both of them are afraid to pull the trigger.
Yeah, I agree. And I think both teams are super organized, so it will be tough to break down.
All right. I did not know this game was this weekend. Liverpool Football Club travel to their neighbors, their most hated enemy's neighbor, just like Everton versus Manchester United in reverse. Oh, man. This game is at 9:30 on a Sunday. A resurgent Man City face, like your team, face a team that just had to play, the only team that has to play on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, City have to play in the Champions League on Wednesday too.
They
They're
play
both
tomorrow.
gonna
Yeah.
be.
Yep.
Yeah, they're both. They have to play. I don't know. Like, never mind. I have to change my whole narrative of thinking on this because they literally have to play. Unlike Ty from the Arsenal fan TV said, I think Real Madrid are the biggest team in the world, and they have to play.
Matt, I'll tell you this, man. Even if City didn't play tomorrow, I think I'm still picking Liverpool. And the reason I'll tell you is City have looked good, but their defense is still getting exposed in certain areas. And I think Liverpool's attacking threat is still too strong for the City rebuild at where they're at right now. I think City will be able to move on and continue this good form. But I think Liverpool stumped, and I'm going with a 2-0, no, 2-1 Liverpool win.
So I do want to preface this. This is so much a hard game to predict because Unai likes to pick his opportunities to needle people. And he likes to go at you when you have something to like big on the horizon or just something big happened. Unai might throw everything he has into this match and wear them out. And if City didn't have to play Real Madrid, I would pick them because this is like I hear this term and it feels like this game that's just going to happen tomorrow for Liverpool is a trap game. They
But
could
I feel
use
like we've been
all their
saying it's
gunpowder.
possible. I feel like we've been saying it's almost been a trap game for Liverpool over the last few weeks, and they keep proving us wrong. You know,
But
like,
Unai likes to these games.
yeah. Are
At
you just
least
saying
against
that because you have
Arsenal
trauma?
and
Are you just
Chelsea
saying?
games, I've seen him do it where he's like, you have to commit your resources to what's coming next. I don't care. I'm gonna get you. Why you think you can rotate your team? No. I'm
I got you.
gonna throw everything I have at you and do some tricky plays and all sorts of stuff. But I'm with you. I do think that Liverpool is gonna win this game. If City didn't have to play Real Madrid tomorrow, I would give it to City. But I think Liverpool, because they are playing in the country, I think they got it.
That's fair.
I think they're gonna win 2-1.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, both scenarios, I think you explained it really well. The game would be a lot more interesting if City did not play tomorrow. You know, it would definitely make more things more interesting.
Because now you have to deal like, but they have a hard dirt game. So I completely forgot about that. So it kind of changed my whole way of thinking about it.
You ready for the schedule that City has to go through? So they have Real
I
Madrid
really
tomorrow. They have Real Madrid tomorrow. They have Liverpool on Sunday. They play Spurs that following Wednesday.
their bogey team whenever Spurs doesn't have to play for it. Nobody's playing for anything.
Yep. Then they have their fifth round FA Cup game against Plymouth, but then they follow it up with Forest. So, yeah, they got a tough run of games, and it's very important that they at least capitalize on, you know,
Can you
Spurs and
read me
Wednesday.
Liverpool's schedule for the month? I think it's the month of March.
You want to look at the month of March for Liverpool?
Yeah, you got to see this. I think that this is not good for Poole, if I remember if it's the right month.
So
March right now.
they have Villa tomorrow, City Sunday. They play Newcastle next week.
Ooh.
They then have Southampton at home on
That's
the
a
8th,
break.
and then they have the final against Newcastle. So that's it for March actually for them.
Okay.
But their May schedule is where it's crazy.
This is the
Chelsea,
one. Okay.
Arsenal, Brighton, and Palace. I
Yeah.
don't know. I feel like it's just Arsenal now. You know, I mean, Chelsea's falling off a little bit, but we'll see.
Here's the thing. Liverpool versus Arsenal, if any points are dropped and Arsenal can keep up this with injuries, they start to get their players back. Ben White's coming back. Saka's going to be back next month. They can start to build something. Allegedly, Martinelli will be back in March. They can start to have some reinforcements. But after Liverpool, that slobber knocker of a game that could decide the title, and then Arsenal has to win their next two games. They play their bogey team of this season, the team that has slapped the taste out of their mouth all year in Newcastle. Remember the last time we had to beat Newcastle to do anything at the end of the year? It didn't go well.
Did not, and you guys fought like three times in that game too.
Oh
But
yeah. And I'm going to be honest with you. If the scenario happens where all Arsenal has to do is win out to win the league, I think this is a 1% chance. If Newcastle beats them, they deserve to play humble. They
yeah.
deserve to just pee all over us.
On that note of peeing, Matt, I am uncomfortable in my bed. I'm going to get up and take a shower. We have had a special episode. We will see you guys soon as we got a bunch of games coming
Do
up.
me a
Matt, what do you
favor
got?
this week. Look up that Drake in Spanish song and listen to it and tell me how uncomfortable it makes you. I listened to all 3 minutes of it. And I tell you what, I don't want to talk Spanish to any Latin women again for the rest of my life, just to spare them my terrible accent.
On our podcast next, I will discuss the Drake song with you.
We have to. Like, you get the most brutal musical beatdown I can remember since Tupac and Biggie. And then you release this song. If.
It's an
You'll have
embarrassment.
to like go to some random guy in Toronto and listen to it and go, should I release this? And he would have looked at you and go, no. No fair. All right. I know you gotta go. I'll get this podcast up later, guys. Live long and watch some football. See you
Peace.
next week.